Hi, I'm Harrison Shapley, a program manager on the Office Extensibility team. I'm going to talk to you about how to build Office add-ins using any code editor or development tools that you might be familiar with. If you're not already familiar with Office add-ins, they're a great way to extend Office with new functionality, whether it's custom content, custom task pane, or now you can even extend the ribbon with your own tabs and buttons. There's already a great experience for developing Office add-ins in Visual Studio using the Office development tools. But we've been focusing recently on making it a great experience to use any development tools to build Office add-ins. And that's what I'm going to show you how to do today. First, you're going to need to install a few tools. You're going to need to install Node.js and Git if you haven't installed those already. Then you can run a command prompt or a terminal on a Mac as an administrator to install the rest of the tools using NPM. You can do this all with one command. Do an npm install -g, and then the tools are tsd, bower, gulp, yo, which is the yeoman generator, and then the specific generator for Office add-ins, which is generator-office. I've already installed all these tools on this machine, so I'm not going to go ahead and run it right now. It may take a few minutes. Once you've installed the necessary prerequisites, then make a new folder for the add-in that you're going to create. So here I created a new folder. I'm going to go to that folder. And now we can run the yeoman generator for Office add-ins. This is very simple. You just need to type yo-office. First, you need to give your project a name. I'm going to call this one my first add-in. Then it asks you to specify the location, but we're just going to use the current folder that you just created. Now you get to choose the type of Office add-in. You can create a mail add-in, task pane add-in, or a content add-in. In this case, I want to create a task pane add-in for Excel. So I'll select task pane. It asks which technology you want to generate the project files with. You can use Angular or just do a manifest file, but I'm going to use pure HTML, CSS, and JavaScript because that's what I'm familiar with. You can target multiple Office applications with your add-in, but in this case, I'm only going to target Excel. So I'm going to uncheck the others. Now when I press Enter, the Yeoman generator is going to create the project scaffolding, all the files that you'll need to be able to run a working add-in. It may take a few minutes. When the Yeoman generator is done running, you'll have everything that you need for a working add-in. The next step is that you need to host or run your add-in, but we can easily host the add-in locally using a gulp task that the Yeoman generator created for us. You just need to type the command gulp serve -static. And that will run a local server that's hosting your add-in. You'll see that it's running at localhost on the port 8443, and you can actually go and look at your add-in directly on the web. By going to that address, under the directory, /app/home/home.html. And here's the add-in right here. It won't be able to interact with any Office document because there's no document right here, but you can at least make sure that it's running. If you're on a Mac, you're going to need to make sure that you add the self-signed security certificate that Yeoman creates to your trusted root certificates in order for this to work, or it won't display inside of Office. So let's see the app running in Office. In order to do this, we're going to have to actually load the add-in into Office using the manifest file that specifies the properties of the add-in itself. So you can just go to office.com and use Office Online in order to do this using our new sideloading feature on the web. So you can choose Word, Excel, or PowerPoint. In this case, I'm going to use Excel. and just create a blank workbook. All you need is an MSA account and a browser in order to do this. You don't need to have Desktop Office installed. And you can use an Office 365 account or a Microsoft account. Once you have a blank workbook created or a blank document, go to the Insert tab and click Office Add-ins. In the Office Add-ins dialog, you'll either see a link in the upper right corner for Upload My Add-in, or if you're logged into a Microsoft account, you'll see a link to Manage My Add-ins, which is a drop-down that has an Upload My Add-in option underneath it. So here I'm going to click Upload My Add-in directly, and then I just choose the manifest file. The manifest file can be found in the root of the project folder that you used when using the Yeoman generator. It'll be named manifest hyphen and the name that you gave your add-in, in this case, my first add-in. So I select the manifest file, click Upload, and then it should open and load inside of Office. So I see that it looks the same as when I looked at it directly before, but now I can actually type something into Excel, and if I select that and get data from the selection, it's going to actually get the selection. So you see it using the Office.js APIs here to interact with the document. Now what's great is that this is just a typical web app with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And I can go and edit those files, and I don't need to reload the server or reload the manifest or anything like that. I can just refresh, and I would see the updates right away. So just to show that you can do that, I'm going to open my project folder in Visual Studio Code, and I'm going to go to App, Home, and open the main home.html file. And here's the main content that we were just seeing a moment ago. There's some text, and there's a button that calls the Office APIs. So I'm just going to do a simple change to show that you can easily make updates using any editor here. And so I'll just add an extra style, change the button to purple. Let's just do, that should be good enough. So I'll save that. And then if I just refresh my page here, I see that my button is purple now. And what's great is that since this is just a web app running in the browser, you can just use your browser's debugging tools to do any debugging that you may want to. I can just hit F12 in Chrome here, and I have all the great debugging tools that come in Chrome. I have the console, I have the DOM inspector. I can just go ahead and select that button that I was just working on and see that the extra style that I added to it is right here. So, as you can see, you can use all of the common development tools that you're familiar with to build Office add-ins. You don't need to have Visual Studio anymore. We hope you love these new features and these new tools that make it extremely easy to build Office add-ins using any development tools that you're familiar with. We can't wait to see what you build.